The common traits of the top 20% of recruiting performers. In this session, we're going to identify the four key traits commonly found among the top 20% of recruiters. We're also going to take a look at the middle 60% and the four key traits of those people. And then, we're going to take a look at the characteristics of the bottom 20%, and there are three of those. To put it another way, we're going to take a look at the top performers, the average performers, and then the below average performers, and we're going to see what the characteristics are that define them. They may be a little bit surprising to you. First, top performing recruiters have many of the characteristics of small business owners. They operate as if they were straight commission salespeople. You see, the top 20% would probably be successful as independent business people, entrepreneurs, or executives. Because the truth of the matter is, they take total and complete accountability for their own performance and their own actions. There are lots of people running around who really don't know the difference between being a real top professional and just having a job. The top recruiters operate as if they were their own successful small business owner, or as though they were commanding their own Air National Guard recruiting operation. Second, they achieve consistently high levels of activity from the first day that they are on the job. Now, this includes the number of calls they make, appointments that they schedule and keep, the number of enlistment and commissioning packages they send forward. And this high level of activity persists from year to year. As they mature in their job, they fine-tune their skills and their knowledge. The top 20% also get the best referrals because they're stronger recruiters and have a well-deserved reputation for taking action. Therefore, satisfied unit members refer their friends and family members to these recruiters since they know the recruiter will be proactive and work hard to get the person what they want. The top recruiters have high activity levels from the beginning to the end of every day. They don't stop. Third, and this is really important, top recruiters are fundamentalists. They learn the basic selling and job skills. They refine those skills, and they're always prepared to perform those skills. They internalize knowledge so that performing their duties becomes natural and easy. And because of the skills they possess, they are better equipped to listen, access the leads of their needs and applicants, and respond with solutions so that their leads and applicants will take action. And now, the fourth trait? Top recruiters exhibit initiative, preparation, and control, and they represent about 20% of any productive recruiting force. So right there are the top 20%. When they're being trained, they use initiative to be in control and to succeed no matter what recruiting program, territory, or environment they find themselves in. These top recruiters aggressively seek out and discover their own best practices and processes. In other words, they set the standard for others to imitate. Their initiative enables them to control the variables instead of having the variables control them. And preparation means drilling and rehearsing until they are absolutely 110% prepared. They don't wait for prompting from their supervisors to kickstart their recruiting efforts. So, let's recap. 1. They see themselves as being small business owners or commanders of a small recruiting operation. 2. They have total mastery of basic selling and job skills. 3. They tend to be in a position where they have a lot of activity from day one. And 4. They are self-directed and self-initiating in terms of what they do. Now, if a recruiter routinely says, "Tell me what to do, show me how to do it, time for me to leave," or "I can't do this extra effort," they're probably going to be in the middle 60% or the bottom 20%. The middle 60% produce above the minimum, but below the maximum. The minimum is defined as covering their salary and expenses from the perspective of the Air National Guard. Salary and special duty assignment pay, office space, telephone costs, entitlements, administrative support, it goes on and on. Generally speaking, the middle 60% also have greater inconsistency in terms of initiative, preparation, and control. Some start slowly, some start quickly and then subside, and some have spurts of activity. Let's take a look at four primary characteristics of these 60%. 1. They're more dependent on processing eligibility waivers, incentive programs, and unique circumstances, such as active duty force shaping or reserve component unit closures and relocations that create an instant market of eligible applicants. 2. They have wider swings in their year-to-year production results as compared to top performers. They're not as consistent. 3. They are more diverse than the top performers regarding the range of the development needs they have. Some need more sales training, some need to improve their technical knowledge, and others need to work on their business owner mentality. 4. they require more supervision and management time to get prepared to present to their leads and applicants and succeed in their careers. So you see, they have some of the characteristics of the top 20%, but not all of them. And if they have them, they don't have them to the extreme that the top performers have. Now, let's take a look at the bottom 20%. The bottom 20 complain a lot and produce low, below minimum standards, meaning the results, frankly, don't even cover their expenses. First, they generate marginal to poor activity from the beginning. In other words, they're always looking around and saying, "Well, what do I do next? I tried to do this, but it doesn't work." And they're always busy, but they're not engaged in results-producing activities. Second, they tend to say that what the Air National Guard has to offer its applicants is not as competitive as what the competition can offer, primarily because these recruiters tend to focus only on tangible benefits. Third, they complain and ask for higher rank or more Air National Guard-generated leads instead of finding leads themselves. And fourth, very often they are allowed to stay on production because they are nearing retirement or because the supervisor would rather have a slot filled by a low-producing recruiter than no recruiter at all. Also, the thought of having to hire and train a replacement is not something the supervisor looks forward to doing. Now, in comparison to the top 20% who took the initiative, were prepared and in control, the bottom 20% say, "It's not my fault, it's someone or something else's fault." The top 20% need to be handled like successful business units. Now that's what's interesting. That's why most supervisors say the top performers are much easier to manage. The truth of the matter is, treat them as independent, entrepreneurial people, giving them more flexibility and authority to do what they see as productive. Nevertheless, keep an eye on them and make sure their activity levels are high so they remain in the top 20%. The real secret to the matter is you have to try to get some sort of customized development for the middle 60% because of their broad spectrum of performance. Now, since this group is diverse in its response to the required tasks, one-size training, for example, doesn't fit all. These are the people who need very specific applications, and what will happen is, in some cases, they'll be able to perform. For some, it might be better time management skills. For others, it might be better product knowledge or impact sales training. And those are the ones you really have to work on because, quite frankly, there are more of them. Recruiters who are top performers are self-motivated. They're self-actualized. They fundamentally bring closure to things. They make things happen. They get up every day excited. They are proactive. They follow through on details. They make commitments, and they follow through on their commitments. It's kind of like the old football coach at Grambling University, Eddie Robinson, who had one page of rules, and that one page of rules was one sentence. It was this: "You know if it's right, you know if it's wrong. You know if it's wrong, don't do it." Lying down on the job is wrong. If you're not making your goals, not putting in extra hours is wrong. It's good to have balance, but you know, providing for your family is what gives you the ultimate balance, because then you can afford to do the things you want to do when you're not busy recruiting people for the Air National Guard. The truth of the matter is, if you take a look at the people who recruit best, they recruit fundamentally because they get great personal reward from it and they enjoy it. So, why not go ahead and do it and be part of the top 20%?